A meaningful apology is often prepared before it is spoken. Preparation helps us separate sincere confession from defensiveness, panic, blame, and the desire to control the outcome. Begin by grounding yourself in God's grace. You are not approaching the other person to prove that you are a good person. You are approaching because God's grace allows you to tell the truth. Ask yourself, what exactly did I do? Why was it wrong? How may it have affected the other person? What responsibility belongs to me? What excuses am I tempted to make? What repair might be appropriate? Next, choose an appropriate setting. Some apologies can happen in a private conversation. Others may need a written message, a mediator, a pastor, a supervisor, or another trusted person present. Do not arrange a private meeting when safety is uncertain, when a protection order exists, or when professional safeguarding procedures should be followed. Then prepare a clear statement. A grace-shaped apology may follow this pattern. I want to take responsibility for what I did. I was wrong when I recognize that my actions may have affected you by, I am sorry. I am taking these steps to change. I would like to make appropriate repair by, will you forgive me? I understand that you may need time, and I will respect your response. Notice what this apology does not contain. It does not say, I am sorry if you were offended. It does not say, I only did it because you. It does not demand immediate forgiveness. It does not insist that trust must now be restored. It does not require the other person to comfort the one apologizing. Before speaking, examine your motivation. Are you seeking forgiveness because you want freedom from guilt? Are you trying to preserve your reputation? Are you attempting to avoid consequences? Are you hoping to force the relationship back to normal? Those motives may be present, but they should be surrendered to Christ. A sincere apology seeks the good of the person who was harmed, not merely relief for the person who caused the harm. Be ready to listen. The other person may describe effects you did not recognize. Listening does not require agreeing with every interpretation, but it does require resisting the urge to interrupt, correct, or defend yourself. You may respond, "Thank you for telling me. I did not realize how deeply that affected you. I need to think carefully about what you have said." Finally, respect the response. The person may forgive immediately. They may ask for time. They may maintain a boundary. They may decline reconciliation. They may require evidence of change before rebuilding trust. Your responsibility is faithfulness, not control. After the conversation, continue practicing repentance. Follow through on restitution. Keep the commitments you made. Accept appropriate accountability. Allow trustworthy behavior to speak over time. A grace-shaped apology is not a technique for obtaining the result we want. It is an act of Christian truthfulness. We confess because Christ has shown us mercy. We seek repair because people matter to God. We release control because the outcome ultimately belongs in the hands of Jesus Christ.